Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast, week 30.
Welcome to Talking Tummies, where week by week our experts will give you advice and information to help and support you and your baby. Each week, we'll bring you up to date with how your baby's developing and hear from some other mums and mums-to-be about how they're enjoying and coping with their pregnancy. Don't forget, you can listen again at any point, or if you're after information about a particular topic, look at the Talking Tummies page on the Discovery Home and Health website. That's homeandhealthtv.co.uk. It's week 30 of your pregnancy, and in this week's show, we'll be getting advice from our expert midwife, Nikki Khan, on coping with the physical changes that you might be going through in this last trimester.
What's going on?
The baby's weight is now about 1.1 kilogram, or 2 pounds 5 ounces, and she's putting on fat at a great speed. The lanugo hair, which covers the whole body, will start to fall out about now, but a full head of hair may stay. The eyes are fully open. They can follow light sources and may even reach out to touch them. They can also produce tears. If you plan to breastfeed, you'll need a nursing bra. They're cleverly designed so that the strap and clips and your baby can feed at the breast without you having to pull your whole bra up. Very handy when you're out and about. Your breasts are still changing, so don't rush out now, but wait to see how much your breast size increases in the next month. You may have gone up a size already, and you may go up another when your milk comes in. Writing a birth plan is a good way to focus your mind on how you would like your labour to be. You can't plan for every eventuality, but thinking now about pain relief, birthing positions, and other seemingly trivial stuff like music and lighting will mean less confusion nearer the time. We'll be talking a lot more about birth planning and the options available during labour over the next few weeks. But now's a great time to chat to other mums about what they did and what they found helpful. Some women hire doulas to help with their labour. They can help with massage or aromatherapy, but they can't do any clinical checks as that's the midwife's department. After the birth, they help support you by cleaning, cooking, giving advice, and by generally helping nurture baby and mother. See doula.org.uk for more information.
An expert update.
At this stage of your pregnancy, you might find all sorts of offers of help coming your way. What I would suggest is that you don't turn them away. You can ask people to do shopping for you. They might want to bring a meal round for you. Ask them to take away a pile of ironing, perhaps a little bit of housework, a bit of hoovering. All of those sorts of things are really, really useful things to ask people to do. And people really do want to help. They want to feel as if they're supporting you. So don't say no.
Now is not the time to be a super mom. If the offer is there, take it. You're well into your third trimester, feeling like your body is not your own, and perhaps with less energy than you enjoyed in the second. Well, the fact is there are still momentous physical changes afoot. Midwife Nikki Khan.
Now you've reached week 30, your body will be changing drastically. You'll notice that you might even be getting stretch marks on your breasts because they're still growing in size, not massively, but there are changes still going on there. Your belly button will have popped out now, so that'll be something. You'll also might have developed something called the linea nigra, which is a dark line that runs down the centre of your abdomen, which goes away after you have your child. And there's also a condition called chloasma, which is a darkening of colour of your face. It's like a brown face mask. It's all to do with the increase in this melanin.
During the first and second trimester, a lot of mums talk about clumsiness. It's partly to do with a slight loosening of the joints and partly to do with your mind simply being elsewhere. As you get deeper into your third trimester, this is made worse because of your rapidly expanding tummy. Nikki Khan explains why.
Your sense of balance is still completely off, and as the centre of your gravity is changing, because your abdomen's, your uterus is getting bigger, your sense of balance will be getting worse as well. And obviously you don't want to be falling over with your baby now on your tummy. So make sure you don't wear high heels. Try and make sure you wear flat shoes when you're walking around, and be prepared that you're a little bit more clumsy than you would be normally. The other thing is you might be getting increased breathlessness because the uterus is growing and putting pressure on your lungs a bit. So make sure you make a point of doing deep breathing exercises to keep your lungs filled with fresh air. Unfortunately, varicose veins will be popping up if you're more prone to them. Not everyone gets them, but they are something that you should consider. You can wear support stockings if they occur, so you talk to your GP about that. As the pregnancy is progressing, you might find that you're getting more backache. Now, this is normal, but it's something that you do need to address before you go into labour, because if you don't, it can actually become worse when you start going into labour. The other thing you should consider is how you lift things. So always bend your knees when you're lifting. Make sure you're not lifting heavy objects. Don't lift toddlers at this stage now, because you can pull muscles easier in your back and it's just not worth the risk. Avoid high heels. It's something you probably won't want to wear anyway at the moment, but it's not advisable because of your centre of gravity's change, and also because it tilts you forward and makes you more uncomfortable in your lower back. There's other things that can help, is your partner doing some massage in your lower back region to help ease the discomfort.
You may have already bought some massage oil to use during your labour. These are great, and we'll talk more about them nearer the time, but if you do manage to get your partner to rub your back now, don't let him use your labour oils. They contain essential oils that may induce premature labour. If you're interested in finding out more about massage or a topic that isn't in this week's show, go to the pregnancy section on the Discovery Home and Health website at homeandhealthtv.co.uk. From there, you'll be able to access details of all the shows in the series and interact in the pregnancy forum, where you can share and swap tips with other mums and mums-to-be.
Talking Tummies.
This week, our mums-to-be bring us up to date on how they are coping with these later physical changes. And if you do have backache, you are not alone.
I've had terrible backache, and in the last few weeks I've started to have more and more backache, like period pain kind of backache, which is a bit of a worry. I think the baby might be early. Going to the toilet, not really. I've been drinking huge amounts of water, but I haven't really been going to the toilet anywhere near to the degree of some of the horror stories that you hear, really.
I didn't worry too much about stretch marks. I did get them, but I hardly had a washboard stomach to start with. I was hardly wearing crop tops anyway, so I didn't really worry too much about it. And you can still faintly see the evidence, but that's life, and that's what pregnancy is about.
I haven't got any on my tummy yet. I hope I don't get any, but I've got them on my sides and on my thigh and on my calf. I am living proof. The boy oil is amazing. To start with, I was using Palmer's cocoa butter, and obviously the stretch mark still came up. That was about 27 weeks. So obviously that wasn't working. So I got the bio oil and they haven't got any worse at all. And they all faded, all down here, faded within about 3 days. So yeah, it's amazing stuff. And it looks like it's really small, but it lasts for ages. It lasts for a few months, so.
I bought really expensive stuff, actually. I insisted that my husband bought Space NK, really expensive stretch mark cream. And I used that religiously up until about 5 weeks ago. Probably during the time when I should use it more than ever, and since then I just realised I had loads of sort of nice moisturising things around the house, and I've been using that. I think I felt a bit more confident, really, that perhaps if I hadn't got them by then I might be okay. I've regularly moisturised sort of morning and night, but I think that's something that I would have done anyway, because your body, I mean, you know, the stomach does stretch so much that you feel that, you know, you need to kind of do something to help your skin, really.
I had kind of cracked veins in the top of my legs, and the midwife told me that they would probably stay, and then the bluer veins that you get at the back of your legs would probably alleviate after you've given birth. And I think because your hormones are all over the place, it was just yet another thing. But as it goes, it did go down, and now my veins are completely back to normal, and I have no remnants of how it was when I was pregnant.
In next week's show, we'll be getting some advice from Jess Reed from As Two Become Three about coping with the stresses of the later stages of pregnancy and finding out how our mums-to-be are relaxing.
Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast.